us, and we love you.
Obama speaks to the nation. Can you believe in Hungary there's a Miss Plastics contest? Nothing surprises me anymore. Michael Jackson, his body doesn't have a nose. I know that's not shocking to some people. Arnold Schwarzenegger says the problems are solved, or at least some of them in California. Others in Cali say not so fast. They're threatening a court order. Man, we have a ton of stuff we're going to jam to. Kate Delaney live from Maui, Hawaii, where we are suffering through a little bit of a rainstorm at Kapalua, which is where I am, of course. That's where I'm staying. It rained pretty much all day long. However, have no fear. Right down the coast, it is an island. Found Big Beach and Lahaina very, very sunny. So the remnants of Hurricane Carlos wreaking havoc in some parts of the island. But who can complain when you're in Hawaii? Every single Wednesday, we talk to Easy Ticket Mike. A little bit of sports action, of course. And aloha, Mike. Thanks for jumping on the air with us.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, I could not be better. Like I said, how can you complain when you're in Maui, even if you're getting a few showers, and then you
drive
around the other side of the island? Yeah, it's incredible. Hey, let's dive into the NFL. Coming up, we've got a couple of camps. Obviously, camps are going to start to open up, and there are interesting side notes as to who's coming, who's going, and all that sort of stuff. But for you, you're a ticket man. You're a ticket broker. That's what you do. So it has to be, I would think, is this a good time when people start to order tickets? Because I've heard people talk about getting tickets now recently.
Yeah, there's a lot of jockeying for tickets right now. People want to, you know, have the tickets that they want for certain games. There's a lot of season ticket people out there. They're wanting to make sure they have a seat for every game, but there's some principal ones, you know, particularly that people just, they're wanting to be at the game and not be at the TV this year, so.
Yeah, no kidding. And, of course, you're nationwide. So how do you decide as a ticket broker how many tickets you get from for each games and that kind of thing, or teams that you might get? Do you just pick, you know, do you just think, okay, this could be a good game? Do you go through the rosters? How do you do that?
Well, I do that, but also I've got relationships with a lot of different brokers around the country. And so if I've got a customer that needs certain tickets, I contact them. I've got, you know, people, like I said, all over the country that I can get tickets changed for some of the ones we've got, for ones that they have, and vice versa. So we can, you know, here in Texas, we probably concentrate a lot on the Cowboys, the tickets there, but there's certain games that you want to make sure you have tickets for, like here in the NFL East, Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants. I mean, those are just about every game is going to be a monster game for them, both of them this year. So we always want to make sure we have some good seats for all those things.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, baseball, now we're past the All-Star break. The American League, once again, victorious, so they get the honors. I think I said this last week. They get the honors heading into the World Series, at least for the home field advantage, if you want to call it that. But now I think things really heat up. As somebody who covered baseball in New York and in Texas and in California, I find that even people who have a little bit of an interest kind of start to jump on the bandwagon. What are you thinking about baseball?
Well, I think the Dodgers, they're going to be in it because they've got the best record in all of baseball right now. But in the National League, I'm looking for the Dodgers to be there. I'm looking for Philadelphia and St. Louis. And I think a wild card this year is probably going to be Colorado.
Yeah, you never know.
And AL,
they could be.
Yeah, AL, the Yankees, they knocked the Boston, or of course it wasn't Boston that they kind of they just lost a three-game series to the Rangers here. The Rangers won the last game of that series tonight, and Boston, they were looking awesome, and they've just kind of lost a few games here the last, I think they've lost four games in a row now. So in the AL East, looks like it's going to be, it'll probably be New York in. I'm looking for the probably the Angels and the White Sox in place, but and it's probably going to either be the Rangers or Boston as the wild card.
Predictions from the ticket broker, Easy Ticket Mike. Hey, talking from baseball to college football, you probably have tickets to some premier games for that as well.
Yeah, I'm looking for, you know, Oklahoma and Texas to be powerhouses this year. Utah, I mean, they made a really big run last year, and so they're ranked pretty, I think, second so far in the preseason. So we're looking for a lot of action there. Here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, TCU is always a hot ticket. So and they're ranked, I think, number seventh so far in the preseason. So we can get tickets to pretty much anything.
All right, you're listening around the country. Remember that. Go to easy-ticket.com. Don't forget concert tickets as well. As Mike said, in the summer, lots of country acts, and then we'll swing into the fall and some big things going on as well. Mike, aloha. You take care.
You have a good morning.
Oh, absolutely, I will. Hey, we're getting ready to swing into the evening, but I hope I'm going to have a good morning. I'm heading out to Malakini to snorkel at like 7 a.m., and then go to Turtle Town, and that's what's on the docket next for me. Hey, speaking of sports quickly, Mike Kay, Coach Krzyzewski, could have decided to leave as the USA team coach, but he decided to return, which I think is terrific because there's something about playing for this guy, and all the guys that have played previously will say that. Jerry Colangelo, I know, who was the USA basketball chairman, probably was giddy with excitement. We want to be competitive, obviously. You saw what happened the last time around. So when you go out on top, like it, certainly for this guy, he wouldn't have to come back. But they did announce the other day that Coach K will return to lead the U.S. in next summer's World Championships and then defend the gold medal in London as well. We saw what happened last time out. This is good news because there's time for the team to gel. You don't want the U.S. to be embarrassed again by what Team USA has done in the past, but certainly we weren't in the last Olympics, and I don't think we'll be disappointed this time around either. So that's huge news for the United States. Quickly, another note, we were talking about baseball there. My Philadelphia Phillies, you guys always rib me. I get all those emails about the Phillies and how they're not going to win this year, so I'm just going to throw this in at the top, right? We could be sitting here talking about Obama and health care. We could be talking about California sinking into the ocean with a $26 billion debt. We could be talking about Michael Jackson's fake nose and a slew of other things, but I'm taking at least 20 seconds to brag on my Phillies. Yesterday, they had won 10 in a row. 10 in a row, baby. So everybody who thinks they're not going to be there, wah, 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 think again. What did Obama have to say about health care? We're going to tell you on the flip side of ATN.
I'll be back.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the e-book. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
Whoa, you must have been a beautiful child.
So did Obama's response to the nation about this health care reform satisfy you? If you missed it, we're going to let you hear a big slice of the gist of what the president had to say. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight, of course. Aloha. Broadcasting live from Maui, Hawaii. And as I mentioned before, a little bit of rain today, thanks to what they call the remnants of Hurricane Carlos. It was, I've been to Hawaii a couple of different times. I've been lucky, in a sense, from the various ways I've been able to get to Hawaii, and I've never seen rain. My mother, who's been here a ton of times, said the same thing, and who knew that there was a hurricane that came from Baja that actually clipped into the Hawaiian Islands. But have no fear. Like I said, how can you complain when you're in a beautiful place like Hawaii? So Obama talked to the nation, including Hawaii, and fielded questions from reporters, obviously, afterwards about the health care proposals that have been talked about. But first, let's get to this. Here's the gist of what he had to say in a 52-minute news conference.
If you found out that your neighbor had gotten the same car for $6,000 less, you'd want to figure out how to get that deal. And that's what reform's all about. How can we make sure that we are getting the best bang for our health care dollar? Everybody who's out there who has been ginned up about this idea that the Obama administration wants to spend and spend and spend, the fact of the matter is that we inherited a enormous deficit, enormous long-term debt projections. We have not reduced it as much as we need to and as I'd like to. But healthcare reform is not going to add to that deficit. It's designed to lower it. So folks are skeptical. And that is entirely legitimate because they haven't seen a lot of laws coming out of Washington lately that help them. But my hope is, and I'm confident that when people look at the cost of doing nothing, they're going to say, well, we can make this happen. I do think it's important to get this right. And if at the end of the day I do not yet see that we have it right, then I'm not going to sign a bill that, for example, adds to our deficit.
So that again was pretty much in essence what the almost hour-long news conference was about. Now, a couple of quick things as you sit and listen to that. Repeatedly emphasizing that the costs of the current system are going to bankrupt the nation and are going to continue to deny coverage to millions of Americans. However, he was asked directly if he could guarantee that an overhauled healthcare system won't change how people receive treatment. Obama, of course, said no, and then went on further to say the whole point is to try to encourage what works, to encourage what would work for the people of the United States, and that the government is already making some of these decisions. Insurance companies are making some of the decisions. Now, the reform proposals that he is pushing or backing or whatever you want to say would make it so that experts make decisions based on the best medical treatment is what he's saying, not accountants trying to save money or doctors prescribing treatments that get them the buku bucks. It's going to require patients to be, as he said, more discriminating consumers. And he said he thinks that's a good thing. Here's the problem. He doesn't realize that most people have been pounded. Or maybe he does. Most people, especially the middle class, I'm talking about the people who are packing a wallet every day and pulling it out to see just how many greenbacks they have. Remember that crinkled little insurance card, that laminated card that I told you about, the one that hopefully many of you listening to me have. It's a, for them, it's about that. For us, it's about that. It's about understanding what you, frankly, let's be honest, it's about understanding what you're going to be charged and not to have any kind of a hidden agenda or hidden fees, right? So there was a reference during this to the public health insurance option, right? And consistently, up until the point of this news conference, the administration has said that the government-funded public option is going to be competition for private insurers to expand access to health coverage. So now there was a little bit of a change in the wording to avoid a label that was opposed by a lot of the GOP. So is there a shift toward a compromise, some think, being negotiated by the Senate Finance Committee to have health insurance cooperatives rather than a government-funded public option? Charles Grassley, the senator, Republican senator from Iowa, said the other day that the Finance Committee was absolutely not considering a public option. So that's off the table. That's done. Now we're talking about a health insurance cooperative, apparently, right? And then a little bit later in the news conference, there was a question about that public option again. And the response was it was intended to keep the insurance companies honest, and then talked about insurance companies with their record profits and would there be this competitive government-funded health plan that would actually push private insurers, if you will, to offer less expensive coverage. Because why? They'd have to compete, right? So, you know, I'll tell you what. Here's the thing, and I said this before. You lose your job, you move, you change your job. That's a concern, right? How much do you have to pay? That's a concern. What ultimately is the treatment? That is the concern. How much is the face of insurance, health insurance, going to change for Americans? How are we going to pay for it? What does it do to the deficit? Now what's clearly being pushed is if you're in the wealthy percent of the country, you're going to pay. You're going to pay. The loopholes, all that sort of stuff, they're gone. They're gone for the people who have money. If this goes through in the form that the president wants, right? And Obama said when he was asked, well, which was my contention the other day, I said, why is this being rammed down our throat right this second? I get that nobody has been able to make anything happen, right? Clearly, in the decades that this has been talked about. There's never been the right compromise. There's been no bipartisan cooperation. So now there all of a sudden is this ticking clock. Tick, 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 tick. Here's some of the things that are thrown on the table, and this is what I want to see happen. And if this doesn't happen, then we're not going to go there. And somebody asked, why can't it wait till the fall? And that was my question. Why can't it wait till the fall? And the reason I say that is, okay, sure, health reform has waited for a long time. I get that. I get that 37th on the list is bogus. I mean, do we really want to be 37th on any list, especially a negative list? And the answer to that, of course, is no, right? But why does it have to happen in such a bloody rush? With things not properly laid out and explained. This is why the news conference. Here's the news conference, and once again, the GOP is screwing us. This is what happened in the past, and this is what's happening. You know, this is why we're doing this now. I'm sorry. There has to be a slowdown mechanism with this. There's no reason why we can't wait 2 other months, right, to cross the I's and dot the T's. If you needed to buy a house, would you run out, even though there's foreclosures and opportunity, if you had a little bit of money saved up, would you run out and buy a house now without looking? Would you buy the first house you see? And the answer is no. Yes, is it ridiculous to state that in some cases, in some scenarios, because not everybody, in some scenarios it's poor quality, it's ridiculous, the pre-existing conditions, I know. And it depends on who you work for and can they afford to insure you? Sure. But so now we're going to race to the finish line with a bogus form of health care reform. It still didn't convince me, right? So what do you say, America? 800-259-5791. Again, the numbers to jingle, 800-259-5791. Talking about the president and his news conference, almost an hour long. He also, by the way, confirmed an agreement with fiscally conservative Democrats, the Blue Dogs, to create an independent group of doctors and medical experts that would eliminate waste and inefficiency in Medicare. Now, I think that's good. So somebody go through and pick out all of the holes in the system, because there are many. It's worse than Swiss cheese. It's not even a good reference to compare it to that. We'll talk to you on the flip side. Also got some emails. We'll hit those up as well. Don't forget Arnold coming up a little bit later in the show. We're going to talk to you a little bit about our daily salute. You might recognize the person or animal that is going to be saluted on the show. That's a hint. Hang with us.
Just answer this question.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
As you already know, drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come on, sister. One more time. One more time. One more time. Crazy. It'll drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Aloha, America. Kate Delaney live from Maui. What a thrill it is to be on an island of super friendly people. You know, unemployment on Maui up over 11%. In fact, all the Hawaiian islands hit very hard by the recession, worse than on the mainland. Can you believe it? Of course, they're on an island. They depend on tourism dollars because that's the number one thing for Hawaii. I mean, there's coffee and things they export and whatnot. But it's certainly about tourism. By the way, I picked up the Wall Street Journal this morning. You know what I read? Employees of some of the government agencies are being encouraged to host meetings in button-down places. Really? Are you kidding? After what happened in Phoenix? What did it cost the Social Security folks? Well, it didn't cost them anything. They had a party to end all parties. So Orlando, Reno, Vegas, too much fun. No more fun in those three cities, saying instead to go to places like St. Louis and Michigan, please. So are they saying that Michigan isn't any fun and St. Louis isn't any fun? Please. They can't be right about that, right? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. As usual, we're slogging along, talking about a couple of things, including Obama for an hour, talking about health care reform. Let's go across the border to Slam and Sammy. Hey, Sam.
How you doing?
How you doing in Canada?
Oh, by the way, it's beaucoup, not Baku. I have to correct your French on that.
Beaucoup?
Yeah, beaucoup.
Okay.
You said beaucoup, you know. Sorry to do that, but I think a certain uncle of yours through marriage would have done the same thing.
Like, there you go. What's going on in Canada?
Okay, I want some of the news conference. Now, what I'm a little confused about is President Obama said that the drug manufacturers would give $80 billion. Now, is that to help people with medical insurance or what? This is what confuses me about what he said there.
I can't believe that you're actually confused by something that Obama said in that news conference.
I live in Canada, so that's confusing enough as it is.
Well, they're talking about out-of-pocket costs.
Right.
So that they're hoping to take a chunk out of the out-of-pocket costs, and that's what he means by that. And that would help, of course, with the cost of pharmaceuticals.
Okay, but now I'm thinking also, I mean, like some people saying, boy, are you lucky? But lately there have been public service ads airing on border stations, you know, with Canadian, not actors, but Canadian people saying, you think we got it good? Not even close. Because, like I said, what's going on with hospitals here, you know, here in Quebec and in the rest of Canada as well. So, you know, it's, you know, people are thinking that we've got it good. In some cases, we don't because, you know, doctors are leaving, nurses are leaving. Here in Quebec, hospitals were, you know, being shut down and stuff like that. So it's like we are both up, and when it comes to medical care, I think we're both up a creek without the proverbial paddle.
Well, if this goes, because the way it's looking now, Obama is going to try to push a lot of the people in Congress, schmooze them, if you will, in the next couple of days and weeks, because he wants this to go and before they recess for the summertime. But right now, I mean, Obama's working the phones himself, I heard, and he's pushing who's ever on the fence to embrace this whole idea of health care reform. For sure, I mean, this is like the focal point of what he's doing. But here's the problem. You've got some serious opposition. I mean, for Obama anyway, I don't think it's the problem. But you have the Blue Dog Dems. They're worried about the cost of the public side of it. That's not really flushed out yet.
Right.
Then you have the Democrats from high-income areas who are concerned about taxes for higher-income people, of course. Then you have the anti-abortion Democrats who are concerned about what will happen with the federal funding going for abortion services and whether even health care providers can opt out of certain procedures. See, now the abortion issue comes full center here, certainly.
Right.
So there are problems. I mean, I personally don't think that this will happen until and it'll be resumed in the fall of the discussion.
Okay. I mean, like, you know, I agree. You know, is there a class of Americans known as the super rich? Because I figure tax them, you know, as well. Because, you know, you tax them, you tax the, you know, the wealthy, like you said. And you know, the average Joe Sixpack, if he still has a job, would be able, you know, has to get some kind of, you know, has to get some kind of health insurance, I would think. But what kind, you know, is, of course, like you said, up to President Obama and everybody. Does it go to the Senate first or Congress?
Well, it'll have to go to the House and the Senate. It's not even at that point. It's just in committee right now.
Right.
So that's why the push is on, Sam, and that's why there was this news conference, the fourth one Obama's held since he jumped into office in January. I mean, he is really knocking on the door of this thing. But I don't think anything's going to happen. There's just not enough time. And I thank you for the call, and I thank you for telling us about Canada, because you're being very honest. You're somebody who relies on the government for health care, because that's the system in Canada, and you've told us many times it's very mediocre. So thanks for the call. Let's fly out to Tomas, who is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Aloha, muchacha.
Oh, mahalo.
You know, I got some conga drums here, and tomorrow I think I'll play you a little conga. You can start dancing, start a little fire dance right there in the studio, you know? Sprinklers go on.
Oh, you're crazy.
I know. But, you know, a lot of this health care stuff sounds to me like back in the day when they came out with no-fault insurance and everybody had to have insurance. Remember, before, you didn't have to have insurance.
That's right.
And then they said, you know, we need to make it. I mean, it's not fair that the rich person has insurance and the poor guy gets in a terrible accident, and we're going to make it affordable. They must have used that word a million times, you know? And tell me, how affordable car insurance is these days. It's not affordable for the poor person, and it's not affordable. It might be affordable for the rich person. Everything's affordable, but they're doing the same thing. A lot of people think this health insurance is going to be free. It's going to be, you know, they're thinking I won't have to pay anything, and that's not the way it is. Too bad I couldn't ask that guy that was there on before me there from Canada. But I remember when I was driving the old airport shuttle, and I'd get people in from Canada, and I'd be talking to them, you know, and they said, yeah, I got to pay. They, you know, they have to pay a monthly stipend, you know, for their health insurance. It's not a free thing.
No, it's like in England. Like, people will compare Europe, but the problem is they don't realize also that the taxes are sky high in England, and that's because they've got to pick up those costs for the health care.
Right. Well, you know, I thought old Obama spoke just a little bit stupidly today, you know. Did you hear about what he was talking about, the police there, and they arrest somebody, and, you know, I mean, it's a totally different mindset that this guy has. You know, the police, they come to your house because they think you're breaking in. You should say, hey, thanks a lot, man. I'm sorry you had to come out here. It's just me. Instead, this guy says, oh, you just came out here because I'm black. And then must have given the cop just such a hard time that he had to get arrested. I mean, you know, it's a total different way of looking at law.
No, I agree. He went, and it's strange too, some of the things that come up, because you're lost in the sauce sometimes thinking, wait, where are we going here? What are you talking about? And then you find out about the story later, like you said. And I agree. He got a little angry, lost a little temper. I'm not saying that horrible things don't happen and there's brutal discrimination sometimes, but in this case it was you know, let's find out more about the story versus what we're being fed.
And, you know, a president, you know, talking about a personal situation there with a friend, it seems out of place, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I thought so, too. It's not like talking to reporters where you're just fielding various questions all over the place. I mean, he did take questions afterwards, but it did seem a little out of place because really the whole heart of the news conference was about health care reform.
All right. Well, hey, you know, I'm going to get the conga drums ready, and you get your little hula hoop and everything, and we'll do that tomorrow.
You're crazy. Tomas, thanks for the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your two cents. Again, you hear what Sam has to say. There's doctors leaving. See, there's always something more to the story. It's not quite what it seems head on. 800-259-5791, and, of course, americatonight.net. We'll get to some of those emails. In fact, I'll hit a couple of them quickly. Gary says, Kate, we were talking about this earlier in the week, knowing that Obama was going to hold the news conference. I have to say, nothing was really cleared up for me. It was very vague. It was the same platitudes about how everybody needs to have health insurance and the middle class shouldn't be the one that has to pay for it, and that the millionaires, the people making the money, are going to have to pay for it, and there's not going to be these tax breaks. It just seems like there's going to be more tax, and it's ultimately going to trickle down, and it's going to affect everyone. I don't believe what he had to say in the news conference. It was still very unclear. Here's another one from Tommy T. Tommy says, I don't like it. I don't like it one damn bit, and even despite the fact that the president was on for an hour, fielded questions, he seemed vague and like he was spinning, especially on the question and answer part. But as we've talked about before, a lot of times it seems like it's a setup when somebody's asking the question. And when we talk about if we don't control these costs, we won't be able to control our deficit, why, oh, why hasn't this been handled then before? And I don't think it's Bush's fault. I think it goes way before Bush. I think this is something that you could trace all the way back decades ago. Thanks for the email, guys. You can do that as well. I've said it now 1,000 times, americatonight.net. Daily Salute coming up moments from now.
Why, oh, why didn't I take the blue pill?
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Ah, yo quiero Taco Bell. And aloha from Maui, Hawaii. Kate here on America Tonight, of course, coast to coast and everywhere in between, even off the mainland. Yo quiero Taco Bell. Remember that? There was T-shirts. People were saying it. It was one of those pop culture things with a little cute chihuahua who made, of course, those commercials famous, or I don't know, they made him a star, I guess. Died. 15 years. Chihuahua is so, so popular now. I know right around where I live, I've counted probably, I would say maybe 7, 8 chihuahuas. I've seen different people walking them. And still very, very popular. And I think that popularity started way back when those commercials came out. And it was brilliant because you certainly know the fast food wars, at like the cola wars, it's all about the spots. It's about trying to figure out the marketing, the strategy. You could go back to Wendy's and the where's the beef. I mean, who thinks of taking an old lady and having her say, where's the beef? But remember, there was T-shirts, people used it, and Yo Quiero Taco Bell became a big, big hit. So, without further ado, the studio audience, sad passing of the little chihuahua, but some applause for those commercial spots that he starred in. We have to give them more coffee. Red Bull something, I don't know. They're sitting on their hands. No applause for that cute little chihuahua. There it is. I guess just like Orlando and Reno and Vegas putting the Wall Street Journal It's too much fun there in Minneapolis. I don't know if we want any conventions for the government folks in Minneapolis anymore either. Because there's just, I don't know if they're hungover or what's happening there. Donovan, give me a report. Is that audience okay? They seemed half dead originally.
Well, it was just such a nice, clear night outside that they all wandered outside and I had to usher them back into the studio.
So what you do, take a big bullhorn and scream, Kate needs you now!
Yeah, well, and there was a bullwhip involved and a couple of cattle prods. It could have gotten a little ugly.
All right, in honor of the little chihuahua, tell them all, tacos on me. Tacos on me for all of the 100 people that are in our studio audience, the GCN network, the huge network studios. I'm comping all the tacos for everybody. And that's a daily salute for you right there. Hey, of course, I'm broadcasting from Maui. A couple of quick facts. I had some emails about, hey, tell us a little bit about Maui. Well, I'll tell you a couple of quick things. One, the island is 729 square miles. That's the size. The length is 48 miles. The width, 26. The coastline is 120 miles, of course, because, you know, the coastline is incredible. The population in Maui, I was surprised by this. I checked on the numbers, but 117,644 to be exact. So you can imagine how many of those people rely on tourists. I was up really early today. It happened to rain later in the day in Kapalua, which is to the north part of the island. But I went down to a state beach that's pretty famous. It's called Big Beach. And it is that. It is a big beach with really brutal currents, though you have to be careful when you're bobbing and weaving in the water. I'm sure some of you can relate to this on any of the coastlines in the United States when you get those, like, rip tides and stuff. And even on the West Coast, same thing, Atlantic or Pacific. So, but just absolutely stunningly beautiful. And I noticed on the drive back, there's a city called Lahaina. It's a historic old town. And in when you're going by on the road, of course, it's some of that coastline that I just mentioned, all of that coastline, crazy. How much did I say? 120 miles. There were so many people, I thought, boy, you can tell. Unemployment, what are you going to do? If you can't beat them, jump in the water and surf. I don't think I've ever seen so many surfers. No kidding, in one just small area, I think I saw probably about 50 different people, whether they were paddling out on boards or there's a new thing that has taken place. I don't know what they call it, paddling something, but you get up on the surfboard and you have it's a long board that you're on and you have a long paddle and you just paddle on the board. And it's not really about so much about catching the wave. You're just paddling and paddling and paddling around. That's very, very popular. I'm sure that there are some places in the United States where that's done as well. A couple of other quick things since I was asked. Somebody asked about snorkeling. Had I been snorkeling, what was that like? And Malakini Crater is one of the premier places to snorkel in the world. Just, it's a marine center, and there are so many different types of fish there. You just dive off of the back of the boat, and you're in this crater area, of course, and see all kinds of fish. I mean, just pretty much anything you can imagine. But along that coastline, you know, renting any kind of equipment where you just need to snorkel the mast, the fins, it's like $1, $1.50, whatever, pretty cheap, because people snorkel all over the place, and so you're not going to get big bucks, obviously, for that, and you see them snorkeling all over, but what they see, I think, in particular areas where the reefs are, is a little bit better, and that's the best place, Malakini Crater. There's another place called Turtle Town, and that's also supposed to be pretty good, so tomorrow it's an early trip for me as well, so I can see that. And then somebody asked, will I post some pictures? And I will. I'll try if I can beat up the webmaster, which isn't the webmaster at GCN. It's somebody else who runs the America Tonight website. I will try to get some of those pictures posted so you can see what I'm seeing in Maui, Hawaii. We started off the hour, of course, talking about Obama and the hour-long news conference about healthcare reform. Something that affects every single one of us, whether you have money, don't have money, are doing okay, whatever situation you're in, single, married, whatever. Because ultimately, you may have to use that health care coverage. Fortunately for me, I've been somebody who's been pretty healthy, but still, I've had to go to doctors for little things here and there, and checkups. You go for checkups, and you have to pay for those visits, right? So everybody wants to know what's going to happen to their health care coverage. Will it change? Is there a better option? Are they going to end up paying more? It all boils down to that, especially if you're healthy or if you're trying to pay for other things. If you're teetering on the brink and you don't want to go into that mortgage pile of, I shouldn't say mortgage pile, foreclosure pile, where you're just right there and you're a month behind. I talked about some of those statistics the other day. 8% of people across the United States a month behind on their mortgages. You have kids. You have all these things that are pulling at you. And if your family, knock on wood, is pretty healthy, the thing that you don't want to have to worry about is your health care coverage, the out-of-pocket expenses skyrocketing, going up, changing. And it will change because companies will have to do with the new system. Now, should this thing be ramrodded through in whatever form so that everybody has insurance? The other question is, how quickly does this take effect? That seems kind of vague to me, too. But I still think that we're not going to see healthcare reform. I mean, we're not going to see the passages in the House and the Senate before the recess because there's still too many complications and there's still, more importantly, a lot of objections to what's being proposed, right? Security and stability, that was one of the things that Obama said a couple of different times. Offering security and stability to sick and healthy Americans, to prevent insurance companies from dropping your coverage if you get too sick. Now, for some people that would be huge. I know people who have been crippled by outrageous bills who are hardworking Americans. We all know those stories. But please make sure it's in the right form. You got Nancy Pelosi pushing to move ahead on health care. You have little things that are cropping up. Oh, yeah, what about this? See, this is what happens when you're trying to get it through. Oh, what about the abortion part of this? That'll complicate the health care debate. Who's paying for that? Yeah, and there is opposition to abortion. And that's constantly always something that's threatened to be once again in front of the Supreme Court. So this is anything but black and white, right? You can send me your thoughts on that or anything else you desire at americatonight.net.
I think I need a bigger box. Yo quiero Taco Bell.